This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Presenting Carly and Callum, your serial offenders on Joy 94.9.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Callum?
I'm a little out of breath.
I must admit, we're very lucky to have you in the station.
Oh, thank you. I was running a wee bit late and panicked and got here with a whole 6 minutes to spare.
You panicked, I panicked.
There was just a lot of panic, really. Panic in the disco.
But also, I would hate for you to miss out on such a fabulous show that we've got planned today.
We are jam-packed. It's going to be awesome.
We will be talking to Dykes on Bikes on the phone about their march for Pride, which is coming up in Melbourne this weekend.
Oh, yes. It's the 20th Pride March. It's out, so it's a very, very big one. I'm expecting it to be huge.
We've also got the Sugar-Fed Leopards after 8:30 to come in and talk about their album launch at Howler.
Yes, and they're a doo-wop band, aren't they?
Yes, they're a 50s-style doo-wop band, and they get all sequined and befaunted.
Will they be dressed up appropriately when they come here, do you reckon?
Well, it's just the lead singer, Steph, today. I'm not too sure if it's too early for her to be all dressed up, but the Real Hot Bitches will be playing there too.
Awesome! Look, it was almost too early for me this morning, so I don't blame her if she doesn't get dressed up for it.
And we've also got Amy Jo George from the zine Alex, which we had in a couple of months ago, because now they are launching.
All right. Awesome. We have also both written a little bit of erotic fiction, and we want to know whose is best.
Yes, after Callum's last week of reading out the erotic fiction, we decided, why not read out some of our own?
Exactly. We thought we could do it better.
But it also came with two requirements.
Yes. We had to include camel toes and a strawberry collapsing in on itself.
So let's say it's creative.
Yes, it is.
All that and more.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up.
Unforgettable Me there by Elliot Brown. It's 19 minutes to 7. You're with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders. I hope you're having a lovely early morning. It's only 13 degrees outside.
I'm freezing. I know. And just my ankles were showing a little bit, and that was enough to send a shiver down my spine.
You have ankle frostbite.
Yeah, I'm not used to wearing ankle socks.
Why the sudden change?
Oh, because I didn't have any of the long ones left.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Neither's washing, so do I. Also, we've got a clean washing pile on the floor in our bedroom at the moment. And then we also have a dirty washing pile, and they're slowly merging.
Merging together.
Yeah, it's
not good.
I was
watching this really great movie the other day, and she was like, it's called Frances Ha, and she was always really busy, and then her friend was always really clean. She was always really messy, and then her friend was always really clean.
Yep.
And then she'd always say, I'm just busy. And it's like, oh my God, story of my life.
Suddenly you feel empowered.
Exactly. So we've got lots coming up in the next couple of hours. We'll be doing our erotic fictions.
Oh my, yes. Should we do that a bit before 7, a bit after 7?
Let's do a bit after 7.
All right.
Let a few more people wake up first.
All right, let's do that. I reckon that's very exciting.
But not too many people.
No. You're nervous about what people
a
are
little bit.
Think. I'm very excited. Something I got to see earlier this morning, which I don't usually see because I'm here earlier than it, is the high visibility migration. All the tradies going to work.
Yes.
Usually I'm here before that happens, and this morning I got to see it in all its gorgeous glory.
All the orange and yellow is
all
just
the bright orange and yellow.
Beauty for you.
Mm-hmm. This goes to show there's somebody for everyone, somebody for everybody. Oh, I messed up my first segue of the morning by reading the song. It's Matt Zali featuring Mark Piotti here on Joy 94.9. You are with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders this morning, and it's time for our first prize of the morning.
Oh, what do you think it might be, Callum?
I have a sneaky...
We've given
I say,
it away before.
Sticky. idea that it might be something delicious.
Mmm, you might be right.
Oh.
Delight in mouth tingling, delicious, sweet, and savory pancakes for taste sensations you have not experienced. It is definitely worth a visit. All thanks to Pancake Parlor. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a voucher valued at $50, which can either mean you and a friend or you and yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we going to ask, Callum?
What makes you sticky? Is that?
Yes, that's what I want to know. I want to know what our listeners, what makes them sticky.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness me.
Don't forget to add in your membership number. Mm-hmm. You can't have won a prize in the last 14 days. And the number is 0427-JOY949. Or
you can email onair@joy.org.au or give us a call, 1300-JOY949. Join in. Oh, yes. You're on Joy 94.9, 9 minutes to seven. You're with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders. I just thought of a good sticky story.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. So we discovered that we had a beehive in the roof back in my old house. Yeah. But the thing is, it was probably, how much is that? Like
a litre and a half?
Say, oh, no, length.
I don't know.
I like that you immediately went to volume. I like that. I like your style. I'm holding my hands up, by the way.
30 centimetres.
So it was around 30 centimetres by probably 2 metres by like 4 metres. It took up an entire section of our roof. It was
2 metres by 4 metres. That makes my heart skip a beat.
There were so many bees. And we got a guy,
Can I just ask one more question? How to get to 2 metres by 4 metres by 30 centimetres without you realising?
It was in a section, it was inside the roof.
So you couldn't hear it or anything?
We couldn't see it. No, we couldn't hear it because it was like in between the insulation and then the corrugated iron.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was in between those two. And what happened was the guy, We got a guy in who, what he does is he comes in, takes the roof off, cuts apart the beehive and takes it home and rebuilds it, and then he sells the honey.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I really like it. And so he came in with a special vacuum cleaner that was attached to a box. So he was vacuuming up the bees in the hive. Well, and so they were all like, well,
and
what's
gonna
going
keep
on?
The bees after he vacuumed.
Yeah, and he puts them back in the like the hive. So I just love that this guy, we're like, we have a bee problem, and he rocks up with a vacuum cleaner, and we're like, whoa, what's your plan?
Yeah,
what's going on? Because I've got a vacuum cleaner, and you know, I could just stick it in the hive myself. He was there for probably like 12 hours.
Wow.
He got there in the morning, and we left to go do stuff, and came back. The ladder was still there. Mum ran around, thinking immediately, "Oh my god, he's fallen off the roof."
Yeah.
And she panicked, ran back around, and he was still up there, just working away in this beehive because it was so big. We had no idea how big it was.
So can I ask, how did you end up finding it was there?
No, there was a little hole next to a gutter and bees were constantly flying in and
right.
out. And the neighbour was like, "Think you got a bee problem." And we were like, "Oh, yeah." And he's like, no, really, I think you have a bee problem. And we were like, "Oh, yeah." And then called the guy. Yeah, so they gave themselves away. Those sneaky bees weren't as sneaky as I thought they were. But this guy hated being sticky. He hated being sticky and he works in... with
honey.
Bees. He works with honey. And the whole time he had like a little bucket of water next to him. He was constantly washing his hands, like just
wow,
with the water, rinsing his hands.
That's
He's
so
like,
crazy.
And I was up there, like we brought him up
so
a plate
what?
Of food
and stuff.
He didn't
have anything covering his...
No. No, he was just
he
up there.
He must have had a full bee suit on.
No.
Wild.
I know, right? Living on the edge, hates being sticky. But why would you work with bees if you hate being sticky?
I don't
That's
know.
That's like us hating public speaking. Or a nurse hating, you know,
blood.
Dealing with sick people or blood. I mean, what?
0427-JOY949. Text in what it is that makes you sticky and you can go in the running to win Pancake Parlor voucher worth $50.
Lovely.
The serial offenders are better than a big breakfast, but less nutritious on Joy 94.9.
What a absolute classic. What an absolute classic, I guess I should say. Gimme, gender non-specific person after midnight. You're on Joy 94.9 with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders, having a grand old morning. And we've had a couple of texts.
Yeah, letting people know what it is that makes them sticky in order to go in for the running of the Pancake Parlor $50 gift voucher.
Oh, yes. The first one's from Tony. Morning, guys. I stuck a girl to her chair when I was in primary school, and not that crappy craft glue, Tarzan grip from Dad's bug shed. They had to cut holes in her dress to free her. I got in so much trouble over it.
I can only imagine how much trouble you got into, Tony. That's just
love that
hilarious.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Morning, you two. Zachary Quinto makes me sticky. Nurse James.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't even
know who that is, I might need to have a bit of a Google.
Google him. He's worth a Google. Mm. He was Sylar, the bad guy in Heroes.
Nah.
And, okay, did you see American Horror Story, the first season?
No. I saw the witch one.
Because he was in that one. Played a, he's openly gay and out and proud and stuff, and he's quite an attractive man.
There you go. I'll have a look.
Yeah, you should. If you want to go into the draw to win the $50 Pancake Parlor voucher, all you need to do is do what Tony and Nurse James do and text in 0427JOY949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
Or give Jeff a call on the front desk.
1300JOY949.
Yep, and you will go into the running to get that delicious Pancake Parlor. Thanks to, well, the Pancake Parlor.
And coming up after this, I think it's time, Callum, for us to have a read of our erotic
fiction
that we have made.
I cannot wait.
Joy 94.9.
Now,
okay.
Callum and I are reading out our erotic fiction that we have been writing over all week.
Look. last week I brought in a Mills and Boone-esque style story that we read while we were camping, because what do six guys do when they're out and about on their lonesome camping? Read straight erotic fiction. Yep. And we were like, well, we can do better. So we asked for a couple of topics that we had to include. So we had to include camel toes and a strawberry collapsing in on itself.
Yes, and I think we've done that.
I think we've done well. And also, it's not too erotic. It's breakfast safe.
Exactly. It's just lots of describing words, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
So I'm going to go first, and I'm going to read Callum's.
We're reading each other's.
Yes, because I was a bit embarrassed to read out my own. But here we go.
Okay, take it away, lady.
The curve of Leona's camel toe glistened in the moonlight, water dripping slowly down her thigh from her wet bathers. As she stared into the water from beside the heated rooftop pool, her reflection stared back, naked, longing in its eyes. Suddenly her reflection was rent in two as a stranger rent in two?
Rent in two, like ripped in two.
Oh, nice.
Someone, yeah.
As a stranger burst forth from the water, dark, soft hair cascaded down her back, a mane as thick and luxuriant as the fur from a llama's back. The stranger whipped her hair back and forth with a quick flick of her head, and a knowing smirk crossed her full red lips as she saw the effect of her moist, firm body had on Leona. The stranger's chest was heaving up and down from her hard exercise doing laps of the pool, and Leona's was heaving in time with longing. As the stranger reached out and embraced Leona, her gentle but firm grasp made Leona's world suddenly crumble like a strawberry falling in on itself. She gasped as she plunged into the depths of her pleasure Leona had never known. Where's the camel toe?
Hey, I was right
at the
beginning.
Did I read the start? Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yep,
beautiful,
right.
Callum.
And nicely read. You've got a sexy voice for it, I must say.
Especially today. I it's gone a little bit huskier.
It's great. I love it when my voice is a little bit husky. Is it usually is squeaky and prepubescent? All right. So that was my effort. After this little tunesy, we're going to hear Carly's. I'm going to be reading it out. You're on Joy 94.9, getting things a little heated.
And don't forget to text in and let us know what it is that keeps you or gets you sticky.
Of course.
You'll go in the running to win a beautiful $50 voucher from the Pancake Parlour.
Just
0427 Joy 949.
Just like Andy, although he can't win, he says, because he won last week, but he has a story that he must share. When he worked in a bakery many years ago, some of the guys pranked the work experience boy by slapping a thick handful of golden syrup on his head. I feel like Andy should have said dollop. A thick dollop of golden syrup on his head. It required running hot water on his head for maybe an hour to melt it out of his hair. Naughty but funny and very sticky. The poor guy. Like, I bet that... Is that like a prank that just goes wrong? You're like, oh, shit, he's still in the shower.
Yeah, totally. I didn't really think that through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, my. Anyway, this is Chandelier by Sia. You're on Joy 94.9.
The Serial Offenders are better than a big breakfast, but less nutritious on Joy 94.9.
Yes, that was Sia's Chandela Hayia.
Which has been very successful in 2014, and she's definitely one of Australia's more well-known singers at the moment.
Yes,
smashing
indeed.
It.
Also, did a hilarious Lord parody on South Park.
Oh, I'll have to watch it.
It was so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Callum, I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Well, you should, because I'm about to rock your world with your erotic fiction. Before we do, we should probably mention, Mick has texted in, getting into the spirit of things, the Serial Offenders, sugar sweet, swimming in my morning bowl of milk. They make me sticky. Think Metro will need to clean the seat. You're in the draw to win the $50 Pancake Parlour voucher. Thanks very much to the Pancake Parlour, feeding our audience for many weeks now. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This is Carly's Milton Boone-esque. Dressed for the fantasy of her unknown cyber lover. On the first night, they were to physically entwine, hopefully for eternity. Patricia felt herself perspiring from the orifice she was hoping would wait till they got home. The hot pink lycra onesie, with cosmic patterns of sequins across her chest, exuberated the confidence Patricia usually lacked when meeting new people. At Sarah's request, Patricia wore her camel toe with pride, knowing that tonight she would be turning on her mysterious, untouched lover. Sitting down at the empty bar, Patricia sat on her stool, hulling the flesh from the strawberry in her champagne. At the last bite, Sarah arrived from behind, showing her presence by biting on the strawberry's outer skin, caving in on itself between Patricia's fingers.
That was so much fun!
Obviously, we have to know who won. That's part of this. This isn't just for fun. This is a competition.
This is not fun. Yeah, exactly. This is a competition. So 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Were you more awakened by the love affair between two lesbians that Callum wrote about in the pool?
Do you have an issue with that?
No, I think it's great. Or the lady lover's cyber affair at a bar in her lycra onesie.
It's funny when you mentioned, oh, you didn't write about men. And I just thought, you know what? That
didn't even occur to you was your answer.
Didn't even occur to me.
Love your mornings. Joy 94.9.
But let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so we are all connected in the great cereal of life. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. 23 minutes to 8. Shall we reveal who won the Pancake Parlour voucher?
Yeah, let's do it.
Congratulations to... Hang on, I've got the thing. I've got the...
The thing that has the winner who got the most sticky from
oh, yes.
What it is that makes the most sticky.
My. Congratulations to Nurse James. Zachary Quinto makes him sticky. And I can see why. You got that $50 pancake parlor voucher coming your way. Jeff will let you know what you need to do to get your hands on it.
And I have since Googled him and I approve, Nurse James. He is gorgeous.
Carly approves, therefore all is well.
Yay!
We have another prize that we'll let you know about in a little while. And our erotic fiction is up on the website. On our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/serial offenders. Go on, have a vote. Like which one you like the most. Leave comments. Do all the stuff.
Write your own.
Yeah,
post up.
Show us your own if you like. It'll be great. We do, however, have a very important guest on the phone.
Yes.
She's a member of Dykes on Bikes Melbourne who are leading the parade this 20th Pride March. Good morning, JLR. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Now, Dykes on Bikes usually kick off Mardi Gras and Pride. Are you? Is it true you're on the front and the rear this year?
I'm on the front. I know that.
Awesome.
In all honesty, I'm not sure on the rear about the rear, but
okay.
We're up the front. We usually try and stir up the crowd and get everyone happy and partying on and rock it on and get it all started.
Oh, yes.
How many times have you marched?
Sorry?
How many times have you personally marched?
Twice so far.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
And what's the best thing about it?
You just go off your head. look, it's just the atmosphere, to be honest. It's just an amazing atmosphere, absolutely awesome atmosphere. It's and it's nice to see even kids in the crowd.
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone comes to it.
There are apparently quite a few schools that are getting involved in bringing students along this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. So it's just so good that everyone's getting out and about, and it's our 20th Pride March. It's such a big deal. What's your do you have like a favourite part of the march?
Oh, look, the whole thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. Because from start to finish, it's just everyone's just, well, look, everyone's just looking at you and just loving it.
Do you know how long it is?
I'm not exactly sure how long it is, to be quite honest.
You'll have to check your speedometer.
Whatever it is, I think it would be much better than doing a typical Sunday morning marathon. I think the pride is, you've got a lot more people encouraging you.
Yeah, because you get in there and you rev the bike up and try and be like a bit of a tool. And
oh, you're actually on your bike.
They're actually on their bikes.
On bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, all of you?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Who are you dinking
on? Get on the bike, decorate your helmet or something and decorate your bike if you want and...
What, like with streamers outside of the handlebars? Is that too crazy?
Yeah, you can put whatever. Look, some of them go a bit more than just streamers out the handlebars.
Do you have any decorations?
Oh, look, no, I haven't organised that yet.
Oh, you should put clickety clacks on your spokes.
I don't know if
I haven't got spokes on my bike.
Oh,
they're bigger. they're motorbikes, dear.
I don't know. I thought motorbikes had the same thing.
I will be fair. There are some bikes that do have spokes, but not on my little one.
What, like posty bikes or something?
Yeah. And I don't think you hear it over the revving.
No.
No, somehow I don't think so.
No.
Maybe we should try something else.
Do you have anything on your helmet or something? How are we going to know who you are when you run by?
Well, I have a pink helmet anyway.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Got a big, big flower on the side. And I don't get pulled over by police with that.
Oh, they're like, oh, not touching that one.
they're probably just thinking, oh, that's a girl. That'll be fine.
Fantastic.
What time does it all kick off?
Well, we have to be down there at the meeting point at about 12, I think it is, and then I'm not sure. Look, in all honesty, I just rock up and they tell me we're going that way. That's where I'm going.
Just go straight and follow the crowd.
Yeah, awesome.
Because the atmosphere that it is, people rock up early anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the atmosphere starts a bit earlier anyway.
Got to get a good posse.
Well, that's the thing, because you can't get a park anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't need a park. You can go straight on down the road.
Well, we go straight into the park.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
Into Katani Gardens.
just gather around under the trees and stay where it's cool and...
Relax, have yourself a nice time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, all of the details for the march will be going up on our Facebook page just after this. So if you are going to go and have a watch of not just Dykes on Bikes, but sounds like the schools and a whole range of community groups
so many
that
people getting
are
involved
part
this year.
Of our community. And if you're tuning in to Joy, you will also be able to listen to a few more people that are coming on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic that this school's going to be there. That's fantastic.
I know. That when I found out earlier this week, it just made my week. I was so excited.
And it's just acceptance from everyone.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just so empowering as well. It just feels great.
Well, I mean, I live in a small town, so I sort of go down there and I can be me.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. There would have been a time where that wasn't so easy. So it's great to see that the change has come. So
awesome. Thanks so much for your time, JLR.
No worries,
we'll catch you on Sunday. I'll be keeping my eye out for a big pink helmet with flowers on it. Rev up your engine and rev up that crowd.
Oh, look, mate, we just go off.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye.
Hooroo. That was JLR from Dykes on Bikes, Melbourne. You're on the Serial Offenders, Carly and Callum on Joy 94.9. What?
I think we should do Freakend Weekends.
Oh, good idea.
All right. So we do have a couple of events coming up this week, and it's a bit midsummerish inspired.
Grand.
We do have the lovely Amy Jo Jory coming in just after 8 o'clock, and she'll be talking about her event on Monday night for the Zine Alex.
Awesome.
Which they came in a couple of months ago to look for contributors, and they are having their launch on Monday night at Hares and Hyenas, which is free from 6 till 8. We've got Festival of the Photocopier. Yes, that's right. Festival.
What's a photocopier?
So it's just like Alex, it's just a festival for all different types of zines that are in Melbourne.
Oh, awesome.
And that is on the 15th of February at Melbourne Town Hall. And they are still looking for people to submit. So if you've made a zine and would like to present it, go onto their website. And I've put a link on that Facebook page. And don't forget to like my erotic fiction.
excuse me. I thought this was about the Freakend.
Just cross promoting.
Whatever.
And then we've also got, of course, the Pride March on Sunday. So if you're looking for something on Sunday, you should definitely be popping down.
Oh my, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Where's the location of the photocopier festival?
Melbourne Town Hall.
Nice, awesome venue.
So 12 till 5 on the 15th of February.
Fantastic.
So not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Yep. So cool. That's what's going on. Thank you very much for your Freakend Weekend. Meaning, you know, you can always head out in Melbourne without spending much money at all and have a grand old time. So, all right, both of our erotic fiction are up on Facebook. We need you to go to Facebook. You can reread it there if you want, if you don't need to, whatever, and like which one you think is best. Currently, Carly is winning.
I don't know if I'm winning.
Well, that's
actually
the thing. It's 2-1, but the winning vote currently has been cast by your mum. So I'm not sure if Shana counts.
And also, we got a text in from somebody who was really mean and said that Callum's was way better. Really?
See,
Don't forget that I read out Callum's and Callum read out mine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, I mean, you did a fabulous reading of it.
Exactly.
But, I mean, when it comes to the core of the novel.
The story.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty part of the story. Apparently, mine's way better, according to this anonymous text. Hurry, go to facebook.com/serialoffenders and like mine.
Or anonymous text in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And, you know, that can be a half point.
Oh, what? This is unfair. Yeah. But get involved. We might, if we find time during our next jam-packed hour, do a rereading. We'll see. We'll see if we have time.
Love your mornings. Joy 94.9.
Here this morning, 1 minute to 8. Had some more texts in. Amy's texted in saying, Vic Leather is also having motorbike riders for Pride. So if you can't ride with Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, you can jump on with them. Everyone's still registering people for this. Go out, have some fun, have a grand old time. And coming up pretty much straight after the news,
we have Amy Jo and Bianca coming in from Alex the Zine. Alex, which will be presenting at Hares and Hyenas.
Start your day the healthy way with the Serial Offenders on Joy 94.9.
9 minutes past eight. You're with the Serial Offenders, Carly and Callum, and we have in the studio with us Amy and Bianca.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
We're excellent. Good morning.
Awesome. So last time you were here, which was a couple of months ago, you were looking for contributors to contribute to your new zine that's coming out.
We were.
Alex, how did you go?
Well, we ended up getting contributions from around 18 people contributed.
Great.
From around Victoria, which was pretty massive. And people contributed more than one piece. So the final zine, I think, has over 50 artworks and pieces of writing in it. So a pretty incredible response to that. We're really happy.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And what is the art that you have in there at the moment?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different stuff. Like, there's a lot of writing and also, like, illustration and collage. So it's pretty diverse, and I think that's a positive part of it.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on Monday night?
Yeah, for sure. So the zine is launching on the 2nd, on Monday night, 6 till 8 p.m. at Hares and Hyenas. And we've got a bit of a star-studded lineup for the performers on the night. We've got,
oh, wow, you
yeah,
have acts and
we're
going to
have performances too.
Great.
Yep, so we've got a wonderful Aboriginal drag performance artist called Star Aqua Galactica, fresh from her Walmanjeka sold-out festival.
Awesome.
And we've got a feature bio about her in the zine. Who is aka Jagan Sator. And we've also got Bianca, you're going to be playing?
Yeah, with my brother and a friend of ours, so that's cool.
That's
what,
gonna be awesome.
What do you play?
I play the drums and my brother's a guitarist.
Nice. And you've got a band, or are you just forming together for the evening?
Well, we actually started playing music together. Like, I used to play with my two brothers in a band, and now we sort of keep that going from time to time.
Yeah.
No, she's multi-talented.
Yeah. One of those quiet achievers that can just do everything.
Yeah. Totally. She totally is. Yeah. And we're also going to have live readings as well, so of some of the written pieces from the zine. So, yeah, it's going to be excellent. There'll be refreshments there as well. And it's at Hares and Hyenas, and we love them. We love Crusader, so thank you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He's coming here before as well.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. And it's a really... Yeah. It's because they've just got, like, a new sort of performance space in
they
there
do.
As well. They rearrange. It's really nice.
Yeah. Continues to be rad.
Awesome.
And I'm assuming you can also pick up copies of the zine on the night. Is that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
So the zine's free. So, yeah, you can totally take home free copies on the night. We're hoping to get it out to schools and other community organisations and just have it around and about. Because I guess that's the whole idea is that, Bianca, you came to me and we had lots of conversations about how we didn't feel like there was necessarily that much, or you didn't feel like there was necessarily that much out there that was speaking to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because I was at a Catholic school. So
yeah. So then we were like, let's put something together. Let's make something that kind of embodies how wonderful it is to be a queer person these days and how it's such a awesome, positive thing, you know, and yeah.
And this might put a stop to the conversation, so sorry if there's dead silence. Oh, are you going to do it again?
Well, we want... I would like to do it again.
Yeah.
We want to do it again. But whether or not we... It's all dependent on funding, I suppose. Mm. And ultimately, one day, it's something that would be cool to be able to pass on to the young people, because at the moment, it's auspiced by Jesuit Social Services and run through Artful Dodgers Studios, which is where I work, and where Bianca is a volunteer. And so, it would be great to be able to pass
great.
That on.
So if you're interested, or you have got a... You know of a youth... that it would be interested in something like this, I think Monday night would be a great opportunity to get involved, because then we can hopefully continue the cycle.
Yeah, come along.
And people can get inspired, because sometimes it just takes that first step to get an idea of what it is about, and then you can always contribute yourself later and down the line.
Absolutely, yeah, hopefully. Yeah. And there's going to be an online... The other component is the online component, which is launching on Monday night. So there's also there's the hard copy zine, but there's also an online version of the zine that will live on forever. And that'll have stuff around referrals, or if other people need more information. It'll also have artists and writers and performers' bios on there. It'll have some of the stuff in the zine is just an excerpt, and so there'll be the full versions of the written pieces online. So, yeah, if you can't plug in, if you're not going to be able to come to Fitzroy on Monday, or if you're in another part of Victoria, please go online and check it out from Monday.
Great. And if you are looking to go, if you go onto the Serial Offenders Facebook page and look at the Freakend Weekend post, all the details will be up there. It'll take you to your website.
So. Yeah, alexzineproject.com. Yeah.
And while you're there, like my erotic fiction.
And mine. Okay, wonderful. Thanks, guys. Thanks, I'll see you Monday. Guys.
Thank you.
Have a great launch.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, 19 minutes past 8. You are with Carly and Callum, your serial offenders.
And Callum, we have one more prize to give away before 9 o'clock.
One more prize.
Okay, so it is a 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
6 dance lessons in 6 weeks is a touching comedy that sees an older woman hire a young gay dance instructor to give her private dance lessons.
Oh my.
What starts out as a hostile relationship turns into a close friendship as they learn, laugh, and dance together. If you love live theatre, then you'll love 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks.
I just need to sort of correct you there. I think it's live theatre. Rather than live theatre.
I was like, that is so... As I read it, I was like, that's
why would
really
someone
weird.
Write that?
Yeah. Thank you. If you love live theatre. Oh, the English language.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
I know. Who would have thought that I was born here in speaking English?
Born here in speaking English.
Yeah, like I said. Tickets are also on sale for this special performance at joy.org.au, and it's all thanks to Peridot Theatre. Did I say that properly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great.
I'm not actually sure how you say Peridot. I don't know if it's Peridot, Peridot, how it is. We could double check. We'll
text 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Now, you do have to be a member, and you can't have won a prize in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, and just say... something to do with dancing. Pick a dance.
Yeah. Pick your favourite dance. Maybe it's the tango or the cha-cha or, dancing in your bedroom just to listening to whatever garage rock you decide to put on the day.
Ooh, garage rock. Grok. I love a bit of grok. This is No Ordinary Love. Coming up at 8:30, we have...
Steph from the Sugar Fed Leopards. And she'll be talking about their album launch, which is on Friday night. And can I just tell you, they're hot.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of them all decked out in their...
In glitz,
it's
glamour.
Incredible.
They've got a leopard on their drum kit. It's just beautiful.
They have a sultry leopard on their drum kit. That is a sultry leopard, ladies and gentlemen. Before that, we've still got some more music coming up. We always have great music.
Start your day the healthy way with the Serial Offenders on Joy 94.9.
We've had a couple of texts in wanting this amazing prize. What's the prize, m'lady?
The prize is 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. Now, they are not the dance lessons themselves, but rather live theatre. So what starts out as a hostile relationship turns into a close friendship as they learn, laugh and dance together. If you love live theatre, then you'll love 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. Tickets are also available at joy.org.au, all thanks to Peridot Theatre. So what are the texts being, Callum? What are people saying?
Graham of Dandenong would love to go into the draw. He loves the tango.
I don't mind a bit of the tango myself.
A very sexy dance in tango. And
we've also had a text in from Sari, and your favourite dance is the Zumba. You take 3 classes every single week, but you don't have a membership number, so you cannot go in the prize draw to
text
win.
Text in your membership number, please, 0427-JOY949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au, or if you're not a member but would like to become a member and also simultaneously go in the draw for this prize, you can give Jeff a call, 1300-JOY949, and sign up over the phone or online if you like.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you soon. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
20 minutes to 9 here. I hope you're having a fabulous day. We're continuing our little feud here on our Facebook page, facebook.com/serialoffenders. Currently, My Erotic Fiction.
Don't talk about it.
It's gone up to... Oh, hang on. That's 3 likes. I thought you said I had more than that now. Hang on.
Don't you have 4? I think you've got 4 I've got 3.
I didn't refresh the page because I'm a professional.
Oh, no. Yes. I just can't count.
No. I've got 4. Okay. So I have 4... Four likes for My Erotic Fiction, and Carly has 3, which means, yes, ahead of the game.
Yeah, but it's not quite 9 o'clock. It's 22. So,
I'm going to leave this up till next week.
On.
Next week. Next week, lady.
Oh, done. Easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do it.
So, we'll be having that all week long until next week when we find out who the winner is. And keep your text coming in if you want that prize. 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks, a double pass. I can't quite read it. Thank you. The Unicorn Theatre, Lect Road, Mount Waverley, Thursday, February 5th at 8 p.m. So it's next week, next Thursday. 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks is a touching comedy that sees an old woman hire a young gay dance instructor to give her private dance lessons. What starts out as a hostile relationship turns into a close friendship as they learn, laugh and dance together. If you love live theatre, then you'll love 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. Thanks to Peridot Theatre. 0427JOY949 is the text line. If you want that, you can...
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
Just make sure you include your name and membership number and your favourite dance.
But let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass, and so we are all connected in the great cereal of life. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, and we've got Steph with us in the studio now, who is the lead singer from Sugar Fed Leopards. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks.
Now, you have got your first album launch, is that correct, coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I'm very quietly excited and nervous and didn't sleep too much because there was all this costume organising and sets and just getting the fine tuning of the show, which should be a big spectacle.
And that just goes to show, when you're talking about your costumes and your sets,
oh my goodness,
what kind of a band you guys actually are. Like, I'd go as far as saying you're quite a theatrical band, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we all enjoy the performance of it. It's since we started, we've been going for maybe 2 years now, and every gig we've worn sequins, and it's just become a bigger and bigger thing. But it's still about the music, but it's just our album launch, and we wanted to spare no expense and
make it special.
Very special.
Those costumes are just magnificent.
If you go on the Sugar Fed Leopards Facebook page, you can get a taste of what it is that we're actually talking about. Because I've been to one of your gigs before where the whole street was literally had stopped and was like flowing out onto just to look in, because they were like, oh my God, I know there was no room to get inside. So, you know, it is a bit of a showstopper.
Oh, well, hopefully there'll be plenty of room this Friday at Halla.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, the crowd will also be dressed fancy.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that for sure.
Carly loves her dress-ups.
Yeah. Oh, and what have you... So who else is performing?
So, first of all, it's going to start with Richie 1250. He's going to be doing some DJing of old-style music. And then we've got Mighty Duke and the Lords, who are a calypso band.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So they're a nice bunch of boys who've got lots of horn players. Mm. And then there's going to be a dance troupe, the Real Hot Bitches.
They have danced at quite a few of Joy's associated events, and I think they're a bit of a favourite around the office.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're big fans of them and good friends. And I think they're going to do their Def Leppard song.
I don't know that one.
It's Pour Some Sugar on it.
So. Nice.
Perfect fitting name.
Yeah. And then we're on.
Great.
Yeah, so we'll start at 10:30 and then there's a DJ afterwards, CC Disco. He's going to play some dance tunes to finish the night.
Oh, so you're planning on going for quite a while?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sounds like a huge, awesome night.
Are the tickets still available?
Yeah. Great. Yep. There's tickets at Mosh Ticks.
Cool.
And they are selling, but you can still potentially get them on the door.
Get them on the door. You reckon there'll be enough? On the door?
I don't know. That's all the rumours going around because my friend Kat, who's doing the Facebook, she's the bass player, and she's been saying, quick, buy your tickets now. It's selling fast, you know, and pushing that all the time. And I was like, oh, you know, settle down. It's there's plenty, you know.
I'm not room for everyone.
Because I'm not the kind of person that would buy tickets beforehand.
Yeah.
But they are selling fast. I'm getting daily reports and there are still a few tickets left, but... Yeah, I think it will sell out, hopefully.
Awesome. If you like the sound of what you hear, play it safe. Get your tickets early.
Totally. And also, if you look on our Facebook page now, the link is up there. So if you want to buy tickets, you can just go to Serial Offenders Facebook page. You can also, I've tagged Sugarfed Leopards, so you should go have a look at their Facebook page. And you can go to the link, which also has your, Mosh Ticks up there. So
thanks, guys.
Very much awesome. Looking forward to it. And I know exactly... the psychedelic sequin sparkle dress that I'm going to be wearing.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Don't blind anyone.
Yeah. I might need to add some diamantes to my shoes, though. Like, just to go all out there.
Get that hot glue gun out, lady.
Thank
awesome.
You, Steph.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. Steph from the Sugar Fed Leopards performing this Friday at Howlers. It's 11 minutes to 9. You're with Carly and Callum. You're Serial Offenders. Keep those texts coming in if you want that prize. 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. Just make sure you include your name and membership number and text in 0427-JOY949. This is Sledgehammer by Fifth Harmony. Hope you're having a great morning. 7 minutes to 9, which means it's almost time for Sonia to take over with her second breakfast. Before that happens, we need to announce the winner of the double pass for 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks at the Unicorn Theatre in Mount Waverley this Thursday at 8 p.m. Next Thursday. It's Thursday today. February 5th, ladies and gentlemen. 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks is a touching comedy that sees an older woman hire a young gay dance instructor to give her private dance lessons. What starts out as a hostile relationship turns into a close friendship as they learn, laugh and dance together. If you love live theatre, then you'll love 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. Tickets are also on sale for this special performance at joy.org.au, and our winner is I couldn't be bothered waiting for it to end. Key from Hampton, congratulations, who goes to Zumba 3 times a week while you can take a night off.
Effort!
Yeah,
that's huge!
Well, enjoy yourself some fabulous live theatre. Thanks to Peridot Theatre. We'll give you a call and let you know what you need to do to get your hands on those tickets.
It's Thursday breakfast with the Serial Offenders on Joy 94.9.
Ready for the good life, Paloma Faith. It's 1 minute to 9, almost time for us to skedaddle. Just doing one final like count on our current Facebook page, facebook.com/serialoffenders. Head there, give us a like. We like likes.
So you've got 6.
Yeah.
And I've got 4.
Yes! We've still got a whole week, okay?
That's pathetic.
Is it? Only 2. There's only 2
I'm
in
losing,
it so far.
I'm losing, so it's pathetic.
I see.
But yes, we've got until next week, so go on to our Facebook page and have a look at mine and Callum's erotic fiction, and you can like which one, mine, whichever one you prefer. So looking forward to having a good week, and... see you all back here same time Thursday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.